Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Max Estates Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Vachani, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Max Estates Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Vachani.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this Q3 and nine-month FY25 earnings conference call. I'm joined today by my colleagues, Rishi Raj, who's our Chief Operating Officer, Nitin Kansal, who's the CFO, and Archit Goel, who's the Head of Investor Relations, and our IR partners from SGA. The earnings presentation has been uploaded on our website and stock exchanges. To give a brief overview, the Indian real estate market continues to witness robust growth, with NCR, Delhi NCR leading the way. The sector has seen strong sales and new launches driven by increasing disposable income, infrastructure upgrades, and evolving consumer preferences. On the commercial real estate side, the industry has seen record office leasing activity, wherein gross office leasing transactions have increased by 27% in the year 2024, reaching a historic figure of 79 million sq ft across all the nine major cities. This surpasses the pre-COVID peak of 2019, and Delhi NCR approximately accounts for about 15% of the total leasing volume. The key market drivers for this, as we see it, are driven by the expansion of global capability centers, the rising domestic demand, increased adoption of flexible workspaces, and a general shift towards premium office spaces. In 2024, GCCs alone contributed about 40% of the total office leasing. Around the sectoral trends, BFSI, e-commerce, and technology firms collectively accounted for about 58% of the leasing activity, while domestic firms led space absorption, contributing 45% to the overall leasing. On the residential side, the market reached a 12-year high in annual sales, with properties in the INR 20-50 million range, so a 62% year-on-year growth, driven by rising aspirations and confidence in India's economic trajectory. The NCR market dynamics, the market saw a slight correction to about 28,000 odd units. Developers launched about 30,000 units in the second half of H2  2024, aligning with buyer demand and around infrastructure growth. Primarily, luxury and premium housing remained strong, reinforcing the region's appeal for high-end home buyers and investors. On inventory and market trends, we saw that the unsold inventory rose 3% to about 106,000 units overall, with quarters to sell at about seven quarters. However, on the premium and luxury side, they showed stronger absorption, with the quarters to sell of around four and in the 20-50 million price point, and three quarters in the 50-100 million price point, which we believe is a very healthy level given historic trends. At an overview for Max Estates, the company has surpassed its full-year pre-sales guidance within the first nine months, achieving about 5,200 crores of pre-sales in the first nine months itself. This reinforces our strong execution and market leadership position, demonstrating a year-on-year growth of nearly 300%. This is backed by collections of approximately 750 crores as well. Our latest acquisition of a 10-acre land parcel in Noida in Sector 105 adds 2.6 million sq ft of mixed-use development potential, with a gross development value of 3,000 crores plus an annuity income potential of 140 crores, which has enabled us to build now a truly well-diversified portfolio of about 17 million sq ft within Delhi NCR across residential, commercial, and mixed-use development opportunities, positioning us for sustained growth in the years ahead. a robust pipeline of 7 million sq ft with a GDV potential of 14,000 plus crores is planned for FY26 and 27, further strengthening our growth outlook. With a very solid balance sheet and 1,300 crores of growth capital raised, we are well positioned to scale further. I'll now invite Rishi to share some business updates. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Let me cover the business updates in three sections: mixed use, residential, and commercial developments. First, mixed use development. As Sahil updated, we have won the bid to acquire 10.33 acres in Noida, Sector 105, adding 2.6 million square foot of mixed use development with GDV potential of 3,000 plus crores and annuity income potential of 140 crores, annuity rental income potential of 140 crores. This deploys INR 300 crore of existing capital, including an upfront payment of INR 284 crore, which is 40% of acquisition cost. Balance cost is to be paid in 8 half-yearly installment at an interest rate of 10.5% to Noida Authority. Coming to our second mixed-use development, the Delhi One project in Sector 16B Noida received NCLAT approval, and we are on track to take over.
Sorry to interrupt you. We have lost your audio.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now we can.
Okay. I'll repeat from Delhi One. The Delhi One project received NCLAT approval, and we are on track to take over the entity housing the development with expected launch in FY26. It has 2.5 million square foot of development potential between sold and unsold units and a GDV potential of INR 1,500 crore from new sales, INR 500 crores from receivables of sold units, and annuity income potential of INR 120 crore from commercial office and retail developments. Next, on residential development, with the successful launch of Estate 128 Phase 2, we have achieved INR 869 crores in pre-sales. This takes the combined project sales for both the phases now at INR 2730 crores. We have in total collected INR 550 crores from Estate 128. Coming to Estate 360, our Gurugram launch, we have recorded INR 4,325 crores in pre-sales with 90% of units sold and INR 645 crores collected. Our plan is to launch 18.23 acres adjacent to Estate 360 in calendar year 2025 is on track. This has a development potential of 4 million square foot and GDV potential of INR 9,000 crore. Finally, coming to commercial portfolio, first, we are in the process of acquiring 3 floors in Max Towers for INR 105 crore, consolidating our ownership. Post-acquisition, area under our ownership has increased from 3.1 lakh square foot to 3.6 lakh square foot, representing 63% of total. And with this, our annual rental potential will increase from INR 42 crores to INR 50 crores. Coming to Max Square, with a leasable area of 6.8 lakh square foot, we have achieved 93% occupancy with rental premium of over 25% compared to prevailing market rate in the micro market. It features a significant leasing transaction that we recently closed of approximately 1,50,000 square foot, making it one of the largest GCC deals in Noida. Coming to our under-development projects, Max Square 2 and Max 65 in Gurugram, both of them are under construction, which is in full swing. It is progressing well, and our completion is expected in quarter 3 calendar year 2027 for Max Square 2 in Noida and phase 1 of our 65 project in Gurugram. For second phase of 65 project in Gurugram. Occupancy is expected by quarter four of calendar year 2028. Overall, our commercial portfolio, including operational assets under development and those at design stage, at peak occupancy is poised to generate INR 725 crore in annuity rental income over next 5 years. Coming to our growth outlook, we remain committed to expanding our development pipeline with a strategic focus on acquisitions in Delhi NCR. Over next 3 years, we aim to achieve pre-sales booking of INR 21,000 crore cumulatively, and of this, between development projects already in Gurugram and Noida, we have already secured INR 14,000 crore of GDV potential set for launch within next 2 years. With robust development pipeline, we are very confident to continue to add, as per our guidance, at least 3 million square foot of development potential every year in the near term. With this, I hand over to Nitin for financial highlights.
Thank you, Rishi. Good morning, everyone. I'll start with the financial highlights for the 9 months ended for financial year FY25. The revenue stood at rupees 121 crores. The EBITDA stood at rupees 35 crores. Profit before tax was 16 crores and profit after tax of 12 crores. Lease rental income showed a growth of 87% year-on-year, clocking 83 crore rupees in the 9 months. The revenue from the facility management arm, Max Asset Services, stood at rupees 30 crores. The total leased, commercial leased area in the portfolio stood at 12 lakh square feet at this point of time. On the liquidity front, currently we have a debt of 1125 crores, including an LRD lease rental discounting debt of 800 crores. Against that, we have a cash and cash equivalents of 1600 crores, resulting in a net cash surplus of 300 crores. On our CapEx, we are planning to deploy an amount of close to 875 crores in the next 2 years across our commercial portfolio. These projects have already achieved a financial closure through equity commitment from New York Life and the raising of debt from a consortium of banks led by SBI and ICICI Bank. In residential space, we are planning to deploy an amount of close to 5,000 crores across our already launched assets. This capital is expected to be deployed from the sales receivables from the existing sales. The total collections from the residential portfolio stood at rupees 1195 crores. On the capital utilization and growth outlook, around rupees 350 crores from the QIP funds has been earmarked for the Sector 105 upcoming development. Remaining capital will be strategically deployed for future acquisitions and expansions. With a well-capitalized balance sheet, we are well-positioned to execute our planned developments while maintaining financial discipline. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mohit Agarwal from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks and congratulations on a very successful launch in Noida. My first question is on the business development deal announced in Noida. You've mentioned that, you know, there are consortium partners also. So could you elaborate on what is the attributable share to Max Estates, both on the residential side and on the rental business side?
Thank you, Mohit. The share which is attributable to Max Estates is 80% across both the residential and the commercial side.
And the capex outlay will also be in the same proportion, or the entire 700 odd crores is to be putting by Max Estates.
So we would be trying to achieve the financial closure of this project through the combination of debt and equity, and the existing partners, the consortium members, will bring the respective share of equity required for the project.
Okay, understood. My second question is, you know, in your presentation, you mentioned you've given a margin guidance. So I see that, you know, given 40%-45% for Noida project 128 and about 20%-25% for 360. Could you elaborate a bit, you know, why the difference, and if you could explain, is it because of, you know, the JDA arrangement? So I think there's a big difference, so if you could explain that. And also, these margins are gross margins or are these EBITDA level margins? And I think associated with that is, do we assume that the entire 4,009,000 crore pending launch in Gurgaon is also going to be at similar margins of 20%-25%?
Okay, so Mohit, a few questions. I think one, what explains the difference in the margin? One is outright, second is joint development. In joint development, as you know, the land payment happens through revenue share over a period of time, which makes costs look inflated. And hence, for a like-for-like comparison, we also look at IRRs. And on the IRR front, both the projects have a very good, healthy IRR. In both the projects, we are estimating to cross 35% plus IRR in both the projects. So that's one. I think your second question, on your second question with respect to Gurgaon project, yes, you can estimate similar margins for that project as well, for 9,000 crore, which will be launched over the next 2 years.
Okay, understood. On your pre-sales, I think you've given a guidance of 21,000 crore over the next 3 years, which kind of implies, you know, 15% CAGR, 15 plus, more than about 15%-20% CAGR. So firstly, if you could confirm that. And secondly, you know, you have only 500 crores plus of unsold inventory. So when do we see the next launch happening? You know, in your opening remarks, you have said that CY25 is when the next launch is planned. But if you could kind of be more precise about, let's say, which quarter should we expect the next launch happening?
Absolutely. So yes, we confirm that number in terms of cumulatively 21,000 crore and the CAGR that you just articulated. In terms of launch timeline, of this 21,000 crore, as we shared, almost 14,000 crore is secured in the three projects, which is the Gurgaon 18.23 acre and the residential component in Delhi One, sold and unsold inventory, and Sector 105 that we have recently acquired. So this constitutes 14,000 of 21,000 crore. As far as launch is concerned, our plan is to launch all the three in FY26, staggered from second quarter onwards.
Okay.
Just to supplement one thing, which Rishi mentioned about the CAGR part, your understanding is correct about 15%. If you take it from FY25 onwards, then we hit a CAGR of 15%. But if you factor it from FY24, the number comes to a CAGR of 44%.
Yeah, understood. Sure. And my last question is on, you know, on business development, the schedule that you share. I see that about 1.3 million square feet of a business development project has moved from last quarter, this quarter, from a due diligence stage to a definitive documentation stage. If you could elaborate a little bit on what could be the expected GDV and how soon could we see this closure happening, any color on that? That's my last question.
So your observation is correct. It has moved to definitive documentation stage. Mohit, if you can just allow us a couple of more months, once we have been able to successfully close this, we will come back and discuss with you further details.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pritesh Seth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning team and thanks for the opportunity. Just one question on the Delhi, you know, land pooling. Now that the election outcome is there, you know, what do you expect from you know, on that land pooling policy? How much business development, you know, how much new project additions can we do from that, and what should be the timelines? Has the discussion already started with the you know respective you know representatives? So just your thoughts on that.
Thank you, Pritesh. This is Sahil. Yes, we are very optimistic and bullish on the opportunity that Delhi has to offer now moving forward. In particular, the land pooling of project that is there. To put that in context, we are talking about almost 6.5 odd million square feet of development potential. That's primarily residential that could potentially open up in Delhi, in the geography of Delhi. So at this stage, it's very early days in terms of how this will move forward, but we are very confident and very hopeful that this can become a huge value additive opportunity for Max Estates. I'd just like to clarify that what my colleagues Rishi and Nitin shared in terms of our GDV that we currently have and the plans for the next 2 years does not include any of the opportunities of land pooling. So any translation of this would be over and above all of what you have seen on our presentation.
Sure, got it. And yeah, just from our perspective, our scope of opportunities there would only be restricted to land pooling policy, or you know there are other opportunities that are also emerging in Delhi, you know, considering I think there were 3-4 steps which are highlighted in the manifesto you know by the BJP government. So what other opportunities we can look at, or you know, do you think that land pooling policy itself is large enough, you know, to keep that focus on that perspective itself? Yeah.
I think for us, the land pooling opportunity is primary, given that the family office entity has about 100 plus acres already that has been, you know, almost all contiguous here. So we would like to focus on that, given that there is a land bank, that it could be a relatively asset-light opportunity for Max Estates as they consider it. So we believe that from a value creation perspective for Max Estates, this could be the most optimum and value creative and accretive opportunity. So, but definitely, we are open to all other opportunities as well, and it's very early days for the change in government in Delhi, as you know. So we will be watching this also very closely over the coming months and will explore opportunities as they become available.
Sure. That's pretty helpful, and you know, it'll always be good to hear any updates on this side from you guys. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ritwik Seth from one of financial consultants. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, sir. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead. If you can speak a little bit loudly.
Yeah. So a few questions from my end. So firstly, collections in estates 128 seems to be on the lower side, assuming we have started collecting for the second phase. So can you just clarify, because I believe we had collected 450 crores in the previous financial year, and you mentioned 550 crores till date we have collected from both the phases. So can you just give some update on that?
Sure, Ritwik. Good morning. Ritwik, in the estate 128, we have, from the phase one, we had done a collection of 450 crores, which was close to 25% at the time of the launch itself. The next installment of the set becomes due in the month of March-April, and we expect the money to be collected, another 450 crores to come at that point of time. Against estate 128 phase 2, we have done sales of close to 870 crores as we speak, and against which we have done a collection of close to 100 crores as we speak today. And this number, the balance number, we expect to go to 25%. This will be collected in the current financial year itself.
Okay, so everything is on track and as planned.
Yeah, yes, everything is on track on Aslan. We have got a collection efficiency of close to what 95-96% as we speak today.
Okay, great. And so collections for 9 months
FY. Sorry to interrupt you. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Yeah, collections for 9 months FY25 is at 700 crores. Can you just give us the figure for operating cash flow also, the pro forma operating cash flow for 9 months FY25?
So for the 9 months, the operating cash flow stands at close to 400-450 crores, and this number is expected to go to a number of close to 700-750 crores by the end of the financial year.
Okay, got it. And so what is the pending construction cost at Estate 128 and 360?
So on Estate 128, what we have deployed is a number of close to what 7, I think all told including land, we have deployed a number of close to 650 to 700 crores on the project, and we expect to spend another 450 crores on the project.
Okay.
And Estate 360 has just started on the construction. The balance amount which needs to be spent would be in the range of 1400 to 1500 crores over the period of next 3 to 4 years.
Got it. And so my last question is on the commercial. Two projects are under construction. How much equity we have already put in these two projects till date? And anything pending?
So we have, say, currently on these two projects, we've already deployed an equity of close to 450 crores. So across two projects, we have put a number of close to, if I can say, close to 700 crores has been deployed on the both the projects.
Okay.
And what we expected is another 100-150 crores is supposed to come from both the partners put together to complete the equity commitment. But that commitment would be more year-ended because currently we have already achieved financial closure through raising of debt through a consortium of banks led by SBI and ICICI Bank.
Right. Okay, got it. And so one last question if I can squeeze in. You mentioned that approximately 7-8 million square feet, 7-8 projects are there in the pipeline and about 3 million square feet. So in FY26, what kind of outlay and what kind of GDV are we looking to add from these projects? If you can give a rough idea, we've added exceptionally well in the last 18 months with these 3-4 projects. So can we expect a similar run rate for the next, say, 12 to 18 months?
So, our stated guidance is to continue to add at least 3 million square foot every year. If you look at our track record of FY25, we have surpassed that by more than 2x. So we will continue to be on that path as per our stated goal. In terms of GDV, if you look at cumulatively, we have stated 21,000 crore over next 3 years. And as we said, 14,000 crore is already in the secured portfolio. So our goal will be now to add another 4,000 to 5,000 crore at least in FY26, and we will continue to build that portfolio.
Okay, sir. Got it, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Vikas Mistry from Moonshot Ventures. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, Sahil and Rishi. Thanks a lot, and you've done exceptionally well, and we continue to see that you continue to do well. So my question is on. First question is on Gurgaon project. You are saying that our margins will be in the similar range, but the micro market is still in good shape and demand is extremely high. So incrementally, if we sell the same project 10% even at premium, then we should be supposedly making slightly 4-5% higher margin on that.
Yeah, so Vikas, great question. If you look at launch, we sold 85. We are at 90% now. Let me take the opportunity to also update you how we are going to monetize that. We are going to use this 10% to further build out depth in our distribution network in Gurgaon, and we have already initiated
a business development plan for our upcountry and international market, touch at least 10 upcountry and 8 to 10 international markets in coming months as we move towards launch of our next project in Gurgaon. And also the objective is to inch up the price with this 10% remaining inventory. So yes, we should see improvement in margin. Exactly how much, we will come back and update you as we move in that direction.
Okay, that's understandable. Rishi, one more thing, that once you are saying that 21,000 crore over a period of 3 years, it looks a lot conservative on the side, because we have 3 years and BD team is doing extremely good and demand in NCR is really, really good. Don't you think that you are underestimating by a good margin?
This is Sahil here, Vikas. Thanks, I'll take that. I think, you know, we have always focused on trying to meet the guidance that we have been giving for the last 2 or 3 years. And I think we'd like to be a little conservative in our approach to continue to do that. So I think given that, this is what we are looking to, this is the guidance that we have formally given. Even this, if you look at it from FY24, is about a 44% CAGR. Just thought that, you know, we'll share that perspective. And you're absolutely right. If the market continues in the trajectory that it has in the last couple of years, there's no reason why we should not be able to upsize this as well.
Okay, one last question from my side, slightly longest term question. As we look you to be a credible partner in NCR, we look you to be becoming as good as DLF as we go over a period of time. But only thing piece missing here is that we don't have land. And you already alluded in a couple of conference calls that you have sponsored 100 credit card land. And once you say that, once you start pooling that and building it, and you are saying that 4 to 5, 6 million square feet will come from that, we think that you can, if you start pulling that, then development potential can be much, much higher from there.
So firstly, I personally, I don't think that the fact that Max Estates has not had a land bank has been a disadvantage to the company. If you look at where we are today with the 7,500 crores of sale, or 7,000 odd crores of sale that we've done already in residential, plus another 14,000 that we have got. So we are talking about a 21,000 crore GDV that we've been able to acquire over the last 2 or 3 years, of which 7,000 we've already sold. So I don't know if not having a land bank has been a disadvantage. In fact, one could also argue that it has benefited us, because it's enabled us to be agile, flexible. It enabled us to have a strong balance sheet and to be able to go to the locations and choose the micro markets that are absolutely prime and premium. And we've been fortunate enough to have been able to do that. So that's the first part of the question. We believe that we can continue to follow that approach and to do that as well. The second part is, yes, the benefit of having a land bank without it being a drag on our balance sheet is definitely an opportunity for us with the sponsor land bank that is there. And we are very hopeful that in the coming years, the land pooling policy does translate into something more meaningful and into development potential, which will enable Max Estates to then have a best of, in a sense, both the opportunities of us acquiring the various land parcels and also partnering for the captive land parcel that the sponsor office has. So I hope that answers your question, but that's our strategy moving forward.
Yeah, that answers the questions, but we are looking, I think, Sahil, we are looking from only rear view mirror, where the cycle has been super strong and we are the beneficiaries of the super strong cycle, but here on now, volumes will be the only growing and price may not be inching so much on a direction. So it looks like that asset strategy that has, we go into the micro market, which is good, and we just kill there. But going forward will not be the case. So we think that over a period of time, if you have a good land bank, then it will be a good complementary strategy, and focus on commercial, then it will give good dividends. And in the end, I want to say thanks to the whole team, and you're doing exceptional work. Continue to do so.
Thank you so much. Just to address that for a second, absolutely right. I think we believe that having a combination of not only, like I said, the sponsor land that we're trying to do, in addition to the new opportunities that we have, and the commercial portfolio, is a de-risked and a strong strategy. One could argue that in a slowing market, getting newer opportunities may be slightly easier and more attractive, and getting opportunities in a heated market may be tougher. But yes, I think thank you for your good wishes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sam, for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Krishna Shah from Ashika Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
So I have a couple of clarifications. Firstly, on the BD guidance, you mentioned that we'll be adding 3 million square feet per year or doing a GDV of adding GDV close to 4,000 to 5,000. Correct? Is that correct?
Yeah. I think the guidance is minimum 3 million and minimum 4,000 to 5,000.
Okay. Got it. On annual basis, right?
On annual basis, yes.
Yeah. And secondly, for the launches, so what are the launches that we've planned for FY26 in terms of GDV?
So, of 14,000 crore that we have in our portfolio, it spreads across three projects: 18.23 acres of land in Gurugram, residential component in Delhi One mixed use, and residential component in Sector 105 mixed-use land that we have acquired. Our plan is to bring this to launch in staggered phases starting second quarter of next financial year.
Okay, got it. And the launches will go on till what time period in phased manner?
So the Gurugram launch, we will do it in two phases. Phase one will be launched in financial year 2026, and phase two, subject to market and the response, will go into FY27. The Delhi one and Sector 105, both the launches will happen in FY26.
Okay, got it. This is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lan Ronald from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and sir, congratulations on great set of numbers. Firstly, on the sector, Estate 360 project, like, it was a conscious decision to go with only 0.1 million square feet of launch, or, you know, because the balance of 0.2 million square feet, would it be launched in next two quarters in phases? Because how you are planning this, you know, the end of project? Because the next 0.2 million square foot, you know, you are taking at a much higher year realization of about 18% or higher than the current run rate.
Sorry, just to be clear, if your question is how we are planning to sell balance inventory in Estate 360?
Yes, sir. And you only was it a conscious decision for 0.1 million sales in Q3?
So just to be clear on the facts first, 90% of total has been sold. The balance 10%, as I stated earlier, very consciously we have kept that inventory to help us build further distribution depth and breadth, not only in Gurugram and in NCR, but also now we are expanding aggressively in terms of our outreach to build the awareness about the brand and the product in upcountry and the international markets in coming months. And this will help us, A, do that, and B, also it will help us now improve the pricing beyond what we have already done in the launch phase.
Right, sir. Great. And on the, like, as you mentioned, the launch pipeline, so around 4,500 crore for Gurugram in FY26, and you know, balance around 2,500 crore. So you would be looking at around 7,000 crores of new launches in FY26, right?
So in FY26, what we are planning to launch is, as Rishi mentioned, Estate 361, around 18 acres of land, which has a sales potential of close to 9,000 crore rupees. In Sector 105,
so
which is...
That is around 4,500.
Yes,
so close to 13... at one go, so around 2,500 balance.
So this entire inventory would be launched over the period of 2 years.
Okay. So the point I was coming to is that you would be eyeing 10 to 15% odd growth in pieces for 26-27.
We would be eyeing a growth of close to 15 to 20% year on year on the pre-sales number.
Okay, great. And the last one would be, sir, we have seen a significant price appreciation over the last year. Your project itself has given 40% higher realizations. And the quarter on quarter also there was a 15% jump in Estate 360. So still you are assuming some kind of price hikes going ahead. So are the land prices also following the same trend? How are you seeing that? Has the demand been stable enough to absorb this kind of price hike? So overall NCR versus scenario in terms of luxury and super luxury segment.
Yeah. So. Ronald, if you look at what's happening in NCR, and you have to segment the market a bit, if you look at corporate, listed, institutional developer with right location, product, and experience, they're able to command top of the price bracket and continue to expect appreciation and premium on that. At the same time, you will also have players who are not able to deliver on that. So you cannot look at the market from a one-size-fit-all approach. So you will need to segment and see what's happening with what cohort of players. As far as land is concerned, two things I would say. One, if you look at the data for last 2 years, there has been enough supply of land. In fact, in calendar year 2024 itself, out of 1,700 acres of land that got transacted pan-India, almost 700 acres is in Delhi NCR, implying more than 100 million square foot of development potential. And from that perspective, in terms of what we want to acquire of 3 million square foot every year is a very reasonable target of less than 5%, close to 3% kind of a target. So from that perspective, as Sahil also alluded earlier, we don't see a challenge in continuing to grow our portfolio. As far as pricing is concerned, you are right. If you look at over the last couple of years, the pricing has definitely increased in terms of FSI cost across Delhi NCR, and that also is one of the drivers along with cost of construction when it comes to price that you are seeing on the residential side. But coming to the moot question, which is our confidence in acquiring the right land at the right price in Delhi NCR, we are very, very confident because of what I just mentioned.
Thank you very much, sir, for the detailed reply. Best of luck, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for participating today and look forward to speaking again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Max Estates Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.